Hello, and welcome to the Skeptic Podcast of Doom. Mainly I'm going to talk about the QED, which is the Question, Explore, Discover Con, which is being held in Manchester. And it is a two-day science and skepticism conference taking place in the Piccadilly Hotel, Manchester. It takes place on the 5th and 6th of February 2011. And they've announced the ticket prices, which are going to be £99 for the weekend. It's going to be it is organised by the Northwest Skeptical Events Limited for the Greater Manchester Skeptic Society and the Merseyside Skeptic Society. And all the proceeds will be donated to National Autistic Society and Sense About Science. So it's going to some pretty groovy causes. And there's apparently right now on the website 156 days, 18 hours, 5 minutes, and now 32 seconds till it happens. And the speakers are going to be Eugenie Scott, who is the Executive Director of the U.S. National Center for Science Education. It says on her bio, given the recent controversy around faith schools, including anti-science and anti-evolution in their curriculums, Eugenie is a perfect voice of critical reason on some of the most pressing issues in the UK today. That kind of leads on something else I've watched recently. Richard Dawkins' Age of Reason, Faith School's Menace. If you haven't seen it, I'm sure it should be on for demand, probably. That's something to check out. Another speaker is John Ronson, who wrote the book The Men Who Stare at Goats. And apparently is the former sometime keyboard player in the Frank Sidebottom's band. I've never heard of them. The manager of the man from Del Monte. And more recently, an investigative journalist and documentary maker. And yeah, his fame is both nationally and internationally. Mainly because of his book, The Men Who Stare at Goats, which turned into a film starring George Clooney. Awesome film. Something to watch, really good. And at the QED, he'll be revealing upcoming never seen before material from his upcoming book. Another speaker, Jim Al-Khalili. He starred in 3 science series for the BBC during 2010, and it gives nice clear explanations. Apparently he's got an easy style for you lay people. Yeah, and is really accessible, and yeah, seems all right. Bruce Hood, who is the director of the Bristol Cognitive Development Centre. He's a well-known skeptic and psychologist whose work with superstitions led to the publication of Supersense, Why We Believe in the Unbelievable. And Kat Akinbade, yeah, I think that's pronounced that way. What do you reckon, Rich?
Akinbad.
Who is the co-host of the recent Channel 4 web series, The Science of Scams, which is also hosted by Darren Brown, I believe. She's a passionate communicator of science and an educator in the public arena whose history is often included posts at Oxford University, the World Health Organization, as well as working with the BBC for both TV and radio. We've got Chris Atkins, the director of both BAFTA-nominated Taking Liberties and the 2009 tour de force Starsuckers. Chris Atkins is a clear voice in accessibly exposing how the public are manipulated through the real-world motivations of the media in creating and perpetuating news and celebrity. I'm going stupid, I can't read. As a perpetrator of the recent urban fox hunter hoax, Chris demonstrated the ease of which the national and international media can be fooled. And we've also got Wendy Grossman, who is the co-founder and twice editor of the Skeptic magazine. She's a blogger and journalist, and she's the one of the founders of the skeptical movement in the UK. And she's going to be speaking about policy-based evidence. So she'll be showing the danger of letting ideology lead the research. Another one would be Colin Wright, who says here, science and mathematics explained through the hilarious modes of Colin Wright and juggling. So that should be interesting. I want to see some juggling, especially if he's going to be juggling like, I don't know, Michael Godot. So a chainsaw, a fiery stick, and a bowling ball, probably. Not midgets. That'd be cruel. But fun. So yeah, I'm into some juggling. Within these, there is Simon Singh, who I'll be looking forward to watching. He's the particle physicist and former producer of Tomorrow's World, and he's published several books, which include Fermat's Last Theorem, The Codebook, and Big Bang. And these works have recently been outshone by the legal maelstrom that surrounded his work with Edzard Innst in Trick or Treatment. And the Guardian article that developed those themes with regard to chiropractic, Beware the Spinal Trap. So, he battled the chiropractors. And, yeah, did well. And all of this is going to be hosted by George Raab, who, if you don't know, is a musician and host of the Geologic Podcast, which is the best podcast in the universe. He has performed for President Clinton at the White House, and he's also played at the Super Bowl 38, at the Astrodome. How cool does that sound? And he's going to be the Master of Ceremonies and host spectacular. So yeah, I'm probably going mainly for the George Raabich. And hopefully, according to his podcast, he should be doing some gigs around the Manchester area around then. Don't quote me, but that's what I've heard. So, that'll probably be like the best thing ever. Apparently, the hotel, which is going to be hosted, has a limited number of rooms, but they're reserved for the QED attendees. All at special rates, apparently. Just tell them that you're going to be booking for QED, so it says from the website. And the Piccadilly is situated only 10 minutes or 5 minutes if you're in a taxi from the Piccadilly Railway Station. So, awesome. So that should be nice and easy to get to. And yeah, if you go in, contact me, because I'm going, if I can book a hotel in time. Hopefully I can. Mm-hmm. Halt! Yeah, so this podcast is only going to be a quick one because, for those who have read my blog, my laptop is dead. So I've got to work from my iPod, which is lame. But I'm getting there, I guess. I'm just going to say about some SITP events coming up that I want to go to. There is one in Nottingham, which is called The Experiences of an Awkward Atheist. This is by Izzy. It's Izzy Lawrence. I-S-Z-I. Izzy? Yeah? Yeah? Yeah. Izzy sounds about right. I-S-Z-I, right?
Is
it? Yeah. Izzy. she's going to be discussing the experiences of an awkward atheist. This is about how superstition, belief and reason are intermingled in comedy and everyday life. And the, just for those who don't know, the Knots SITP has changed address. And they're now located at the Fellows Morton and Clayton, which is 54 Canal Street. And it's still in Nottingham, obviously. Yeah. Izzy Lawrence is a resident compere of the Lil Fat Comedy Club, Whitney, She's had sell-out shows at the Camden, Brighton, Oxfringe and Edinburgh Fringe. Her debut four-star show, Matter of Tact, was Time Out recommended and London Light Comedy Pick. She also featured in the Perrier Award winning The Passion of the Hodgson and has appeared on BBC Radio 1, BBC 7, as well as local radio, Inc., Resonance FM. She is the co-host of the Sunday's Supplement podcast and compares Oxford Skeptics in the Pub. She is an invited speaker to Atheist Think Week and has spoken at several skeptic societies around the UK. She's got a website, yeah, www.izzi.com and the sundaysupplement.blogspot.com. You can figure that one out yourself. Another cool one is the Don't Be a Dick etiquette for atheists and skeptics. It's probably similar to if you've seen the Phil Plates Don't Be a Dick talk at TAM. So it's probably similar to that. And this is Tuesday, October the 12th, and it's by Rebecca Watson from the Skeptic's Guide to the Universe and Little Atoms, etc., etc., and Skeptic, etc. Yeah, plenty of stuff. What's the talk about? It's not easy being a rational person in what often seems to be an irrational world. How do you stay true to your skeptical standpoint without sounding like a tiresome know-it-all, like me? That's just me, that's not in the talk. This talk will give some helpful life tips using real-life examples and pre-recorded reenactments starring John Bronson, Professor Christopher French and Dr. Adam Rutherford of BBC's The Cell. Rebecca Watson leads a team of skeptical female activists at skeptchick.org. So skep, S-K-E-P, chick.org. Co-hosts the weekly podcast Skeptic's Guide to the Universe, which I've already said. She produces pin-up calendars of scientists and skeptics. And attempts to rock harder each year. She currently lives in London, where she works as a freelance writer in order to fund her hardcore skepticism habit. And she's got an asteroid named after her. Cool. And another one in October. It's not so much a talk, I guess. It's like a meetup. So it says here. Wheaton's Law and Skepticism, which is Tuesday, October 26th, at the Roebuck Inn. So change of address there. And anybody who wants to talk can talk, basically. I think it's Andy Beale, who is starting up a monthly skeptical drinking session in Nottingham. And is just throwing up a topic to get people thinking and talking. And this is going to be basically Rebecca Watson's talk aftermath and the fallout from Phil Plate, Don't Be a Dick. And this is just about her being rude, snobby, know-it-alls and stuff. And just if we're being mean, blah, blah, blah. So yeah, there's some cool things to go to in Nottingham. And Sheffield, yeah, they've got Rebecca Watson on October the 11th. And another really, really cool one is the Richard Wiseman one in January 17th. And that's Sheffield at the Showroom Cafe and Bar, Paternoster Row, number 15. Let's just add a bit about Richard Wiseman, because it's pretty cool. For over 20 years, psychologist Richard Wiseman has delved deep into the mysterious world of the paranormal, carrying out high-profile and often controversial investigations into the impossible. In this talk, Wiseman describes some of his more colourful adventures, presenting a scientific look at a range of seemingly paranormal phenomena, including firewalking, ghostly encounters and ESP. Discover whether such paranormal phenomena, I'm just reading something totally different, really exist, and what the future holds for parapsychology, like Ghostbusters, and why we are all attracted by the law of strange stuff. Free packet of peanuts for the best question. I don't like peanuts. Lame.
Salted or unsalted?
I don't know, I don't specify. I'd rather have raisins, to be honest. I like me some raisins. Oh, yeah. Or chocolate chips. You know where you get chocolate chips and raisins in the same bag? I'll leave the notes. Yeah. I took my own. Yeah. Probably won't have the best question anyway to win. Yeah. Psychologist Professor Richard Wiseman started his working life as a professional magician. Awesome. And currently holds Britain's only professorship in the public understanding of psychology at the University of Hertfordshire. He frequently appears on the media and has written over 60 academic articles and several books, including The Look Factor, Quirkology, and 59 Seconds. So, yeah, get them books. I haven't read them yet, but I'm looking into getting some Quirkology. Because it sounds awesome. Plus, he started out as a magician, so he's got to know his stuff, really. Surely. So I'm going to stop there because I want to leave it as a nice short podcast. Just a nice little snippet. And yeah, if you want to check out my blog, it's lhymas.wordpress.com. L-H-Y-M-A-S, wordpress.com. And there's links to my Facebook on there. And I'm also on Twitter at Luke Hymas. L-U-K-E-H-Y-M-A-S. Okay. And yeah. Cheers for listening. Thank you all.